From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lily Oppenheimer. The University of Missouri has apologized for referencing the Netflix show House of Cards while advertising an internship opportunity after allegations of sexual misconduct surfaced about the show star Kevin Spacey. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the university sent an email Wednesday about the internship opportunity that said, "Experience the real-life House of Cards." The message was also posted on a university webpage. The show depicts corruption, sex, and murder in politics in Washington, D.C. Democratic State Representative Martha Stevens of Columbia says she finds the comparison insulting. In an effort to recognize MU graduate students more for their efforts, the Mizzou Alumni Association will be accepting applications this month for its new Mizzou 18 Award. The award will be given to the top 18 performing graduate students. Kyle Mousy is the coordinator of alumni and student programs, and she says the program stems from the Mizzou 39 tradition, an annual award given to the top 39 graduating seniors.
I've been trying to think of a program that we could dedicate to University of Missouri graduate and professional students who are in the last year of their degree eligibility. It will be 18 recipients who will also choose a faculty or staff kind of mentor to recognize as well.
Officials expect the application process to be very competitive. Several African American faith and civic leaders in St. Louis announced details of an economic boycott campaign Thursday as the busiest retail period of the year approaches. The effort is targeting about a dozen businesses, including the retail chain Target, the St. Louis-based grocer Schnucks Markets, and the Galleria Shopping Mall in suburban St. Louis. The Reverend Dinah Tatman, organizer of the campaign, said African Americans are subjected to excessive force by police, criminalized for minor infractions, and saddled with long sentences. She also cited economic disparities, efforts to diminish voting rights, and political redistricting that has made it harder for Black people to win elections. St. Louis has been the site of numerous protests since September 15, when a judge acquitted former police officer Jason Stockley of first-degree murder in the death of a Black suspect, Anthony Lamar Smith. The Missouri Department of Public Safety is investigating a St. Louis veterans home following allegations of poor care. Republican Governor Eric Greitens directed the department to launch an independent investigation this week. The review is in response to complaints from workers, patients, and their families of medication issues, low staff morale, and neglect. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported one man visited his father at the home and found him dehydrated, covered in his own feces, and suffering from a bed sore. The St. Louis Veterans Home Administrator didn't immediately respond to an Associated Press request for comment Thursday. I'm Lily Oppenheimer, KBIA News, Columbia.